Karma Nirvana a national charity and various other organisations are remembering the people who've lost their lives through forced marriage or honour-based violence. And unfortunately, there's a long list. And today we're going into a school to educate the children about what this is and how we can tackle it.
I think a lot of people listening to this might be surprised that this goes on in our part of the world.
Absolutely, but I would remind those people that 2 years ago when the anti-slavery bill came in, I had people all over Dorset saying to me that won't happen here, and it has happened in Dorset. And I'm absolutely sure that there's honour-based violence or forced marriages happening in this county as well. We have a really low crime rate, one of the safest places in the country, but we have a really mixed economy of races and different religions, and somewhere in this county this is happening, and that's why we hold these events to raise awareness.
How do people do, why do they do it? What's going on?
It goes back to century-old traditions, really, of besmirching the name of the family, or fathers choosing the bride's husband. And it's archaic, it's barbaric. It shouldn't be happening in this day and age, but we know female genital mutilation happens. We know that forced marriages happen. We know that slavery happens. So sadly, it's part of our society, and we need to teach teachers and other agencies, as well as police officers, what to look out for and how to deal with it if it happens.
And I guess it's giving the people confidence that's in this family. It's difficult to say no to your family that actually it isn't right.
Well, sadly, someone who's in this awful scenario is going to lose their family to build a new life. And that's a really, really difficult step. Last year at the Karma Nirvana event in Poole, I actually met a survivor who was brave enough to go to a police station and ask for help. And she did that because she heard an interview like this on a local radio station. And that's why reaching out to the WAVE listeners is so important, because one of those people listening today might think, you know what, I'm going to make that move.